A few months back, the International Joint Commission gave deviation authority to the International Lake Ontario St. Lawrence River Board. That's the board that regulates outflow numbers from Lake Ontario.
One of the benefits of that is they look back at 2017 high water events, 2018 high water events, and they said, where in the wintertime could we get more water off the lake? And they identified small windows, small areas that more water could have been removed from the lake if the board had deviation authority.
That's U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Buffalo District Public Affairs Officer Andrew Kornacki, who says the next opportunity where more water potentially could be pulled off the lake is after the end of the shipping season, near the end of December. There's a window where high outflows can be passed before ice starts forming.
Conditions right now, being slightly warmer than what they typically are, might allow for extended days for that to happen. The caveat with that is we're talking centimeters or inches and not feet off the lake, but every little bit helps.
Lake Ontario is currently sitting around roughly 246 feet, which is a little bit higher than the long-term average, but below historical maximum from previous years. In addition to that, Kornacki says the other four Great Lakes are trending to have higher levels overall.
This is a typical cycle that you see with the Great Lakes. They rise and they fall. They go through the highs and the lows. And right now we're just in one of those cycles where the Great Lakes are very high right now across the board. Lake Ontario, though, because of water regulation, is one of the lakes that is recovering from the high lake levels this year faster or more quickly than the other four Great Lakes.
Kornacki says that's all possible as long as environmental concerns and local and industrial municipal water intake is accounted for.
You start passing too much water out of Lake Ontario, the forebay behind the Moses Saunders Dam will drop down to a level where fresh drinking water would be impacted and people would not have access to that water. Additionally, you let too much water out of Lake Ontario at such a high velocity, you could have shoreline erosion, you could cause erosion along the St. Lawrence River, and impact, again, roadways or public and private infrastructure.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.